The Memorial Day holiday weekend is now in your rear view, but that doesn't mean the end of weekend fun. Oh no, it's only the beginning as we have a full roundup of post-holiday hangouts ahead. Should we start calling our fair city Beeradelphia? The folks behind Philly Beer Week think so. Breweries in the city and the county come together for a week of events, including a relay, an interactive true crime lecture, and day drinking with goats. I didn't have that on my 2024 bingo card, but here we are. The fest kicks off on May 31st with an opening night party at Attic Brewing Company. It starts at 3 p.m. It's Pride Month in Philly, and you know what that means, a good time. There are Pride events going on all around the city. A few highlights: Friday night Science After Hours Summer Ball at Franklin Institute, Saturday's Pride Promenade at the Art Museum, and Philly's Pride March and Festival on Sunday. For our roundup of key events, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. The circus arts are on display at the 6th Annual Hand-to-Hand Festival at Fringe Arts. On Friday and Saturday, Begin Again is performed by students at the Circadium School of Contemporary Circus, inspired by the book Einstein's Dreams. On Sunday, Circadium performs Test Flights, which previews its works in progress. You've heard that old saying, birds of a feather flock together. It's why Black outdoor enthusiasts, bird watchers, and ornithologists are here for Black Birding Week, which celebrates and encourages African-American participation in those areas. The week culminates in the Sneaker Ball on Saturday at the Academy of Natural Sciences. Bird watcher Christian Cooper, who became the face of Black birders after police were wrongfully called on him in Central Park, will be a guest speaker. The ball starts at 6 p.m. The Ladybug Music Festival returns to the 400 and 500 blocks of Market Street in Wilmington on Friday night. It's the all-female music festival featuring 30 bands on 8 indoor and outdoor stages.
Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow. Stereotypes, they got to go. I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of ladies first.
Queen HD, the DJ, spins the music between sets and is also performing. Come for the music and stay for the vendors and food trucks. Things get started at 4:15 p.m. and there's an after party beginning at approximately 10:30.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
What's better than one strawberry festival? Two, of course. Lynnvilla Orchards is hosting its annual tribute to the sweet fruit starting on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's free to get in, but you do have to pay for everything else, including face painting, strawberries you pick, and train, pony, and hay rides. Shady Brook Farms' Strawberry Festival goes over the next two weekends starting this Saturday. It is ticketed, but activities including a giant slide and wagon rides are free. It goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tribute musicians are the hardest working musicians in show business, and they're not letting up.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell.
On Friday at City Winery, Tom DeMena is the front man for Story Songs of the 70s, music of Gordon Lightfoot, Harry Chapin, and Cat Stevens. DeMena will play hits like Sundown, Cats in the Cradle, and Wild World, the classics that made these artists legends. The show starts at 7:30. North Philly's own Jill Scott is heading to the park. Fairmont Park, that is. She's one of the headliners for the Roots Picnic, which goes on at the Man on Saturday and Sunday. Other performers include Nas, Babyface, Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, and October London. The Roots Picnic Con on Friday at the Fillmore features panels on money, real estate, the music industry, and more. Questlove will deliver the keynote speech. The Picnic Con is free with registration, but you know you have to pay for the festival. Whether you make it to the picnic or not, as the kids say, go touch some grass this weekend. Get out and see the city. There's plenty to do. We hope we've helped you make some plans and some memories. If you want more details on what you've heard and want to find out even more, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.